from Palm Siam, Polymyxin B blood purification for sepsis is in trouble. Hemoperfusion and hemadsorption are so-called blood purification technologies that can remove endotoxin, cytokines, or other potentially deleterious proteins from the bloodstream in sepsis or other medical conditions. These are extracorporeal circuits often running on CRRT machines that pump blood through a matrix that attracts or adsorbs the offending proteins in bulk before returning the purified blood to the patient. Blood purification technologies have regulatory approval in multiple countries in Europe, Asia, Canada, and elsewhere, but not yet in the US. That's primarily because although they do remove the proteins they are designed to, blood purification has never been demonstrated to improve outcomes in sepsis. Spectral Medical, makers of an endotoxin removal device using Polymyxin B and marketed as Toramyxin TM, would like you to believe otherwise. The TIGRIS trial's results were published in Lancet Respiratory Medicine in March 2026. It concluded that among a selected group of sepsis patients with endotoxin levels in a Goldilocks zone not so low or high that removal wouldn't help, the likelihood that Polymyxin B hemoperfusion saved lives was 99%. However, the path to this conclusion was more winding and fanciful than any fairy tale, relying on p-hacking, aggregating pools of patients across clinical trials, and Bayesian probabilities rather than standard frequentist statistical calculations. In other words, precision medicine. It went down like this. The UFAS 2009 trial was stopped early at N equals 64 when it seemed that polymyxin hemoperfusion PMX reduced mortality in sepsis. But Abdomix 2015 suggested harm among patients undergoing emergency surgery for peritonitis. Euphrates 2018 then became the lodestar of hemoperfusion. The trial did not show a mortality benefit from PMX over sham treatment in a multicenter randomized trial of 450 patients with severe sepsis and high endotoxin activity AA level greater or equal to 0.60 at 55 tertiary hospitals in North America, from 2010 to 2017. Nor was there a benefit in the sickest patients with high organ failure scores. Nor did patients treated with hemadsorption in Euphrates experience a reduction in endotoxin activity compared to sham-treated patients. However, post-hoc analysis found that the 194 patients in Euphrates with endotoxin activity levels between 0.60 and 0.89 had a non-significant reduction in 28-day mortality with polymyxin hemoperfusion 26% vs 37%, p equals 0.11, reduced to 0.047 after adjustment. This endotoxin zone of 0.60 to 0.89 units was then used as the precision in the future precision medicine TIGRIS trial design. TIGRIS enrolled 194 septic patients, or 1% out of an enormous till the 15,000 screened. They were all very sick and had endotoxin activity levels between 0.60 and 0.89. They were randomly assigned to 1 to receive PMX hemoperfusion where usual care treatment assignment was not blinded. The real legible, familiar, frequentist results were no mortality difference at 14 days, 34% PMX vs 37% control 90-day mortality. A trend toward benefit with PMX HR 0.68, 0.43, 1.07, with separation occurring around 28 days. The authors also used an unusual technique of combining the TIGRIS patients with the post-hoc fish, tau Euphrates cohort. This is called historical borrowing, but it is not simply pooling the patients and then performing traditional statistical analysis on the dataset. The Surviving Sepsis Campaign Palm CCM has no affiliation in its latest guideline update, gave Polymyxin B hemoperfusion along with related technologies one of its rare raspberries, a thumbs down for patients with sepsis. We suggest against using blood purification techniques, including hemoperfusion, high dose hemofiltration, or plasma exchange. We suggest against using Polymyxin B hemoperfusion. Rather, the earlier patients are used as weighting factors in a complicated Bayesian modeling scheme. This weighted Bayesian analysis produced the reported 99% likelihood of an improvement in 90-day survival with PMX. They noted the evidence was weak either way, and this was a conditional weak suggestion like nearly all of the other recommendations. However, the committee did not have full access to the published TIGRIS data, although preliminary data was available prior to the guidelines publication. It's likely that even if a benefit were confirmed, only a fraction of patients with sepsis would be eligible for treatment with PMX hemoperfusion. Note the 1% enrollment rate from till the 15,000 screened. But Spectral Medical also licenses and sells the endotoxin activity assay that would serve as a screening test for PMX hemoperfusion eligibility. FDA approval of Toramyxin TAM could allow Spectral Medical to market the endotoxin assay as an appropriate test for a large proportion of patients presenting with severe sepsis. Controlling both the treatment and the test for its eligibility in this way is dubbed their agnostics on the business side, Diagnostics plus therapeutics, but therapeutics didn't roll off the tongue as well. Spectral Medical has estimated the total annual U.S. market for PMX hemoperfusion plus its endotoxin assay at about $1.5 billion. The endotoxin test was only expected to bring until the $10 million per year. The company's financials suggest a small startup dependent on investor capital and debt. They reported having about $1.5 million in cash until the $9 million in debt in March 2024, with only about $1.6 million in annual revenue USD. A possible price for the PMX cartridge was till the $7,500 in an investor presentation, with about $300 million in annual revenue for both PMX plus AA with strong market penetration. Baxter controls about half the US market for CRRT machines, which would allow for efficiencies in the marketing and distribution of PMX cartridges. Toramyxin TAM received a break for medical device designation from the FDA in 2022. Spectral Medical and its major investor, Vantiva spinoff from Baxter, reported that the FDA had agreed to their Bayesian analysis of the combined Euphrates and TIGRIS data rather than a larger conventional trial. The company previously announced it would seek full FDA approval as soon as Q1 2026. However, their subsequent press releases suggest that FDA has requested additional data, for example, on longer-term survival in tigris. FDA approval will not occur until January 2027 at the earliest, the company has signaled to investors. There do not seem to be any randomized trials in process or planned testing polymyxin hemoperfusion for sepsis, and the endotoxin polymyxin their Anostics platform is Spectral Medical's major offering outside its small reagents business. It seems likely that the firm will live or die by the FDA's approval decision. In any industry, funded randomized trial with N200, a non-significant trend toward a mortality benefit in an experimental therapy should prompt skepticism, and Tigris is no exception. But they put in the work. The Tigris trial was a successful execution of a very difficult trial design, and an achievement worth recognizing. Its use case may be extremely narrow. It might not, in fact, improve outcomes at all. Hundreds of millions or billions of dollars may be spent on endotoxin tests and PMX cartridges only to enrich Vantive's and Spectral's stockholders before the therapy is finally disproven. 10 years ago, that would have prompted reflexive scorn in this newsletter. But the limited data for 90-day mortality in Tigris suggests there's a chance that it might help. And in the sprawling junkyard of failed treatments for sepsis, the plausible hope that something might eventually be shown to work is still worth rooting for. With less than 99% enthusiasm, to be sure, but some. The question is whether that hope justifies launching what would be, in effect, a taxpayer and insurer-funded population level post-marketing observational study on patients with endotoxin-predominant sepsis. Does it? Nara J. Legrand, M. Tids.